Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
Order a free English lesson with us at www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Because right now I discipline myself. You know, I'm all about discipline. So I'm trying to force myself to wake up at 6 every morning.
I saw you like at midnight online.
Yeah, I was.
So what is discipline all about? When you have to go to bed so late?
No, it's the
but still get up very early.
Before that, especially if you remember, in summer, I used to wake up very early at around 3 or 4. So right now, the discipline for me is to wake up a bit later.
But don't you think that discipline is about, you know, shifting your hours to an earlier time? I mean, if you get up early, like at 6, you have to get to bed a bit earlier.
I try to, but yesterday
but
I couldn't.
You are only shifting the morning.
From time to time, you see.
I see you online. Yes. Don't lie to me. Sometimes even later than midnight.
Oh.
You can't deceive me.
I remember when I was in Yekaterinburg, Diana, our mutual friend, she was listening to our podcast, and you couldn't imagine her eyes. She said, "Archie, you're speaking with a British accent. What's going on? Is this the end of the world?" So,
I think I'm just influenced by your pronunciation when I'm talking to you. I'm just unconsciously starting to pronounce, but I wouldn't call it British. Come on, it's not just about this single word; it's the whole system of sounds. But anyway, when I notice that, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Can I say hi to Diana by any chance? I think she also listens to us.
Oh, great! Yes.
Hi, Diana.
Hi. We're up waving to you.
Yeah, I actually am.
So, hi, Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Yes.
She isn't sleeping. She's up.
Right now?
How do they say the...
She's up.
Oop.
Oop.
The Scottish pronunciation
She's up, yeah.
She's up.
Right now, I am trying to force myself not to... When, for example,
not to smoke too much.
I'm trying to, you know, get off drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. No drugs, no alcohol. That's my motto of life for the next couple of weeks.
Did you know? I was when I was picking up the T-shirts uh-huh. for our contestants. The radio was on, and there was some kind of a program. And they spoke about addictions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and there was a psychologist there who said that there are no ex-alcoholics.
Addicts, yeah.
Yes, no ex-addicts. They are all addicts who do not, for example, currently do not consume alcohol.
I absolutely agree, by the way. I really think that if you became addicted to something once,
mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, you should try your best to give up, to stop
mm-hmm.
Doing this chemical
mm-hmm.
Or maybe alcohol, whatever. But I think that it's more psychological than physical.
Mm-hmm.
And psychologically, unfortunately, I don't believe that there are ex-addicts. They are just not doing this at a present moment. Maybe they will never, but which is hardly possible. Maybe they will never restart doing drugs or drinking alcohol again, but there is a very high possibility that they will.
They must have this constant psychological support.
Maybe not necessarily professional support. Maybe
no. It's not professional.
The people, the family, the friends who are aware of that should always keep that in mind, because normally I think this is the environment which triggers the ex addicts to do it again. Mm-hmm. You know, some people say, hey, this it's not a problem if you just drink with us once.
Yeah. Oh, that's
horrible. So just smoke a cigarette, come on. Mm-hmm. So it's the environment. Mm-hmm. The people don't understand that they shouldn't even be doing that in the same room with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they should always understand that. But I think that those people who have had these problems but finally managed to stop deserve very big respect. Mm-hmm. I think one of my friends said he used to be a chain smoker, mm-hmm. and for a couple of years now he doesn't smoke, and he told me that he's happy to be smoking and not smoking, because he knows the difference. And those people who have never been smoking, they don't appreciate the fact that they don't smoke. It's just, you know, a normal state for them. But he said, I used to smoke, now I don't smoke, and I know how fantastic it is. That's why those people who are ex-addicts deserve to be respected. What are you addicted on?
I've been thinking about it. I think that I have a very addictive nature. I think it's genetic, probably. I think that I'm addicted to food.
To food?
Yes.
What kind of food?
Any food. I think that's...
Well, I think everybody's... I'm sorry, but...
No, because there are some problems who don't care really about food. When I'm looking back, I realize that I've been addicted to food, that it's kind of a big... it's a big deal for me. Food, and
but everybody's addicted to food. Come on, I mean, you can't live without food.
For some people,
it's just a fuel.
It's just a fuel. Yeah, I think that I can eat during the whole day. I force myself not to do anything when I eat, because it's a bad habit. When you, for example, read or listen to something, or I don't know, watch something when you eat, that's a very bad habit, and. But it's very difficult. It's very difficult, you know.
Why is it bad?
Well, it is bad because you do not pay attention to what you eat and to the amount of food that you eat. And you can't really concentrate on what you watch or what you listen to or what you read.
Mm-hmm. How do you do it? Like with your eyes closed?
No, I just sit and eat. That's it.
But you still look at something.
Yeah, not watching. But
what if something's happening over there where you...
What?
Well,
there's nothing happening.
You see a fly, and the fly is moving, and you're following the fly, and you're thinking about the fly, how easy it is to be a fly. Or you're thinking, what the hell is the fly doing in my apartment?
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's...
Or you can think about something else, but you still start thinking about the fly. And you aren't thinking about what you're eating. Or if you're looking at the wallpaper and you see the print,
mm-hmm.
and you think, what a disgusting print. We need to change the wallpaper. So you think about the wallpaper, not the food. I know the solution. When you eat... You have to surround yourself with food. Yeah, like, you know, like, just place the apples in form of a circle and sit down in the middle of the circle. Mm-hmm. So no matter where you look, you see an apple. And then you'll think about apples.
Okay, all right.
And just because you're chewing an apple at the moment, you'll think about an apple.
I think that I have to build a house out of apples or any food stuff.
Yes. That's a good idea.
And that's a perishable product. But still,
you have to eat it very fast.
I have to eat it very fast, yeah. And
you
for example,
have to find friends.
Yeah, so I have to just eat it and immediately substitute.
Build the new one.
Build the new one, yes. you don't pay attention to the amount of food that you eat. So it is very easy to overeat.
When you eat and read something, can you overread the book?
Overread the book? Oh, okay, overread.
Yes.
Maybe if a time...
Because you aren't watching the number of pages read.
Exactly, yeah.
And then you overread the book and you feel bad about it.
Yeah, and
it's... You know, heavy.
Just, my God.
Dizzy, maybe.
Can it be some kind of a book addiction?
Book addiction?
Book addiction.
Well, of course it can. So you overread,
mm-hmm.
and then you feel bad for the whole day.
It just got out of control, you know.
Yeah, you couldn't control yourself.
Probably there is some group of people who suffer from book addiction, and mm-hmm. they gather together and they speak about their problems and how it ruins their families.
I'm 39 and I'm addicted to thrillers.
It ruined my family.
I'm 39. I'm a single mother,
mm-hmm.
and I'm addicted to thrillers.
I lost my job.
I lost my job.
Everything that I had.
My life is going to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Please help me. Why is everybody talking about TV addiction, food addiction, drug addiction? Nobody's talking about book addiction.
Maybe it's not that common.
Has anybody ever done a research about it?
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's, you know, like a... It's
or maybe addicted to certain... Okay, addicted to certain kinds of books. For example, this romance novels. Nora Roberts, I think.
Who is it?
Have you ever traveled in public transport?
No, never, Asya.
Have you... No. I mean, have you ever seen the books that women read in public transport?
Sure, yeah. Yes.
These are the books I'm talking about. Nora Roberts. Google and her. She writes books for women.
Mm-hmm. And what is like...
Are you Googling?
Yes. I would just say Nora Roberts?
Nora, N-O-R-A.
Nora, okay.
I think Nora, her name is. I'm sure a lot of people are addicted to her books. A lot of women are addicted to her books. And that's why they are so stupid.
Oh, I like the covers. Why do women read this kind of books?
Because they are addicted to them. In the very beginning, they like it. It's the same as food. You try it and you like it, and then you want more,
mm-hmm.
and then you get hooked.
I think it's like with everything. Are there any people who are not addicted to anything?
Well, they are addicted to nothing.
Oh, okay.
I love this English language. I wouldn't be able to explain that in Russian.
Yeah, it's difficult.
It's just in the human nature to be addictive. The question is what you are addicted to. So I think it's about everybody.
Well, but I think that people, they compensate certain feelings, maybe, I don't know, love, lack of love, with food.
Let's talk about TV shows, for example. Have you ever watched a TV show from beginning till end?
A TV show, yes.
Have you ever been addicted to a TV show?
Maybe.
Like you watched it whole day, like since you got up and you watched it.
Yes, of course.
Now, as I understand, you don't watch TV shows.
Because
you don't want to waste your time on that.
Mm-hmm, it's an addiction.
But you realize that and you do it consciously. You're not watching anything because you don't want to waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
But just imagine how many people there are who do not realize that and who waste their time watching TV shows, programs.
I think that here is also sort of compensation because nothing exciting happens
in
your
life. It's not about compensation. It's just an interesting plot, maybe.
You see, for example, nothing interesting happens in your life. It's all the same. You
no, why? To work. Why?
And wait, here maybe, is something interesting.
Maybe there is a lot of interesting. There are a lot of interesting things going on in your life, but this is just different. You just. You know, I think it's just in the human's nature to long for new emotions, even if you have your own emotions. Mm-hmm. You want some more. And then you start watching this TV show and the plot is so so catchy, so exciting, you can't stop.
What was it? Bread and...
Who?
About the Romans, that they demanded bread and...
Angelina.
What?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
What? No. About Romans.
Romans, you mean those who lived in ancient Rome?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hang on. What kind of Brad you're talking about.
It's not Brad, it's bread. Brad and Angelina.
Well, you said romance. Yeah, I'm addicted to certain kinds of food. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm addicted to all kinds of food, actually. to certain kinds of food, I'm more addicted. And some sauce, for example, if I don't use it, the food seems very tasteless. I won't eat without my sauce.
Okay.
I'm addicted to spending some time outside and to meeting my friends. If I don't go out, for like a fortnight, then I start feeling upset and depressed.
What is the difference then between addiction and habit?
Addiction is something that makes you feel very depressed if you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a habit is something that that you do unconsciously without thinking. But if you don't do it, it won't be the end of the world for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't be very much depressed.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you're used to getting up at 6, but if you get up at 5 or at 7, it'd be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are addicted, but which is hardly possible, but just theoretically, if you are addicted to getting up at 6, oh my God, I don't know what will happen if you don't get up at 6.
Yeah, 2 years at the university, I constantly read something. So it was, I even deprived myself of sleep in order to read something. For the next 3 years, I tried to give it up, and it was very difficult.
How did you try to give it up?
I tried
every time you touched a book, you punched yourself.
Yes. I slapped myself. No. It's kind of, it was difficult.
I think I've never been addicted to reading, but I've been addicted to some books, which I couldn't stop reading, not just these particular books. Mm. But reading, no.
Okay, what do you do there? What do you do? You just like look through the news, you check?
Yeah. I do it unconsciously. I can, you know, I can look through the news or just press the buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I did it like a minute ago, I will do it again.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens very unconsciously. And that's why I log out from time to time for like 2-3 weeks
mm-hmm.
to check whether it's that bad or not. But I think I'm a very good example of social network addiction. If I, for example, have nothing work-related, I am still on the internet. I'm still online. I'm still doing something. And then when I start thinking, what exactly am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
I can't answer this question. I'm like, don't know. But it's hard for me to, you know, to not do it because when I conduct the lessons, I have to do something. Otherwise, I get very tired
mm-hmm.
because, you know, in certain cases, it became automatic.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the social network is very helpful.
I guess that you can always substitute it with something.
Like, for example, I can't watch a video.
No, you shouldn't watch a video. Yeah. You can, I don't know, draw something. Do something manually.
It makes noise.
If you draw with your pen, it doesn't make any noise.
If you doodle, maybe. But if you draw, like, you know, a big... picture, thinking of a pencil, but... well, they hear it, no, they once told me, I said, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Okay, what else?
You can knead something.
No, neither.
Well, you...
I ain't no neither. But I guess my mom would, if my mom were a Skype teacher, she'd need a long scarf.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you have to find some kind of a hobby. Maybe you could make origami and then sell
embroidery.
Embroidery, yeah. So try to find something useful.
No, you still have to think. I used to have a student once. When we had our trial lesson, she told me that it was very important for her to have the teacher focused 100% on her,
mm-hmm.
not doing anything outside the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, well, I'm always focused.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay. So we conducted a couple of lessons. We had a couple of lessons. And then it was like the third lesson, maybe. And by the way, she told that she wanted to study some grammar, but the topics she chose were a bit complicated for her. So I wouldn't actually even recommend her to study these topics before she did some basic course. But she was stubborn and was like, okay, whatever. So we started, she was reading assignment, the home assignment, and I was not even chatting with anybody. I was answering the manager's question. And she heard me typing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, Asya? And I was like, yeah, I'm here. So I was listening to her mm-hmm. reading her homework. I was actually doing, I mean, I was just answering. And then she hung up and I was like, hey. So I tried calling her back and she never replied. And then she said that she doesn't want me. I thought, oh my God, why do you have to be so, why do you have to be such a jerk?
That's a bit paranoid.
It's not a big deal to answer, you know, somebody's message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still with you. I'm listening. And I mean, I think it's a paranoia.
Do we have anything to advertise?
No, not really.
Well, anyway, dear listeners, don't forget that you can visit our website and find very interesting stuff there, and try to listen to us every week, and it's a must, because, well, who else can you listen, yeah? There's no one else like us. And, and write to us, yeah? Don't forget about it.
Yep, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Yes, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.